They asked a bunch of people who work in food service, what groups are the worst tippers in America when they go out to a restaurant? And now that things are opening back up again around the country, this is very interesting. And I must mention, I am the only one up here that's never worked in food service. Carrie spent years working at perhaps one of the greatest restaurants in Fort Wayne history, the Heritage House.
I did not know that until this morning.
Oh, really?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Heritage House.
All you can eat the finest food at the Heritage House tonight. But I'm bumped.
And that was the jingle.
That was their jingle, Angie.
Yeah. We didn't sing it, but.
Man, that's all I wanted when I was growing up, to have a birthday party at the Heritage House.
They had birthday parties?
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Not that I remember, Angie. He's just going somewhere.
Oh,
I don't
know.
And then, Angie, you were a waitress, right?
Yeah, for a short time in a little, like, brunchy restaurant.
Oh, cute.
They say the worst tippers by far are middle-aged divorcees who go out for girls' night.
Ooh,
really?
That is the table you don't want.
Well, ouch.
They send you back and forth to the kitchen constantly. They modify everything on the menu. They play musical chairs. They ask you to take 8 photos of them. They claim someone else's food. Then they tell you, but my dressing was supposed to be on the side. And then the bartenders hate when middle-aged divorcees go out for girls' night.
I got to stop you. All right. I got to stop you right there. How does the waitress know that even some of them are divorcees?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It just seemed like that's what she posted here.
Well,
middle-aged divorcees out for girls' night.
Mm-hmm. Now, just middle-aged women out for girls' night.
Okay, well, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
But also,
they still have money because they're married.
Then I thought, okay, well, that's just one. Then the next one, right under that. Well, well-off middle-aged women are difficult customers and terrible tippers. And in groups of 10 plus, they're horrible. And they teach this attitude to their daughters. Mm. The joke's on them, though.
Uh-oh.
I always burn through their no dessert for me defenses by bringing out samples of the greatest desserts that we have to the table anyway. So they bring out the same, even though they said, I don't want dessert. They bring the samples out. Then people start ordering dessert. Then you feel like you have to.
Mm-hmm.
The best customers, according to this same person, are elderly men who live alone, because they use the restaurant as their link to the outside world. And they're very nice and they tip great.
Mm-hmm.
Another group that tips very well are men ages 25 to 35. They're the most generous. The worst, again, here we go with it. This is a separate one. The worst are women age 35 and older. So there's something, I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if... Since I haven't worked in that industry, and I don't know if you guys have noticed any of that when you were working in it.
I always thought that people who tipped really well were other people who worked in the industry.
Oh, who worked in the food service.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, those that's who I always got the best tips from.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.